Broadcasting live from the beautiful Gwinnett Infinite Energy Center in Atlanta, Georgia, for the Power of Partnering Marketplace Conference, it's time for GWBC Radio. Now, here are your hosts.
Broadcasting live from GWBC Pop Marketplace. Lee, we're kind of hitting the last piece of this. We're really winding it down, but I think the whole day maybe has just led to this interview. What do you think?
I think this is the headliner, the moment we've been waiting for. I want to raise the stakes.
All right.
She seems like she rises to the occasion.
I think she's up for it. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast President, CEO, Grand Poobah, Chief Cook and Bottle Washer with Trinity Strategic Consulting, Miss Tangela Davis.
Oh, guys, thank you so much for such a fantastic introduction, and I am very excited to be here today.
Well, tell us about Trinity. How are you serving folks?
Well, Trinity Strategic Consulting is a woman-owned IT consulting firm, and we are helping our customers solve problems in the space of business process improvement, cybersecurity, helping them to secure their networks and their data. We're also supporting them with their big data that they may not know what to do with. So we're making some big strides with our customers around that area.
Now, speaking of big data, this is one of those things where in today's world, there's so much computing power, you're able to capture so much information that it probably overwhelms most companies. They don't even know what's what and where it is and how to leverage it.
Exactly. And just to give an example, we did some work with Lowe's companies whereby we helped them to migrate a lot of big data for them, as well as to help them getting in a fashion where they could make some major business decisions with their reporting initiatives. So we're very excited in how we've been helping customers in that space.
So how do you even attack that?
In terms of the big data,
right?
We really have to determine what information they really need to help them make decisions and identify the source points in which we would extract the data in order to get it in an organized fashion to be able to filter it quickly and to get the visualization of the reporting that they need.
So that they can make it actionable.
That's exactly right.
Do you create like a dashboard or sometimes?
Dashboards. We sometimes do SQL scripts, things of that nature in order to pull that data from different source points within the enterprise.
Now, what's some ways that people maybe not be thinking about when it comes to big data and some information that might be available to them if they only knew how to mine it?
I think one of the biggest misconceptions is, especially for small businesses, that really are not maximizing their data to help them make key decisions. Mm-hmm. And I think if they really would allow themselves to bring on a company like ours, they would find that they would be able to identify things like honing in closer on their targeted markets, being able to determine truly the services. There may be markets that they're missing. But once, say, for an example, with their website, not being able to really hone in who the visitors are, what markets they're coming from, some of the geographical areas, being able to mine that data for them and to allow them, as you said earlier, to take some actionable steps within their company.
Because, like, what's the purpose of just collecting the data?
That's exactly right.
It's sitting in a closet somewhere you're never using it.
That's exactly right. And that's oftentimes what happens with most companies. They're sitting on all this data, but they're not doing anything productive with it to help them make great business decisions.
Now, how quickly can you kind of look at a situation and go, look, there's missed opportunity here. Like, look at these two or three things right here. Some low-hanging fruit. Let us put something in place and then
I bet she can size that up in no time, can't you?
Look at I bet you can.
Yeah, and it usually starts with us coming into the company to find out what are the problems that are truly plaguing them. You know, if there was one thing that I could help you solve today, what would it be? And in most instances, it's tied to data, it's tied to technology and enabling them to be able to do something more productive than what they're already doing. So we've been doing this for 16 years and we love it.
So now, you mentioned cybersecurity. Is that also a big concern for your clients?
Yes, especially in the financial sector, but it's becoming even more pervasive across the board because you're seeing it in the news every day. And so, you know, a part of what we're doing, we're aligning ourselves with other great partners who currently we have what's called labs where we are doing even more in finding innovative technology that's going to minimize the risk of security breaches and things of that nature.
Now, are we at a point now in, when it comes to cybersecurity, that it isn't a matter of if, it's a matter of when?
That's exactly right. It's not a matter of if, it definitely will happen. And it's happening right now.
And so how do you kind of assess a situation? Like what kind of things do you do to go into a company to see if they have, you know, maybe breach opportunities or things that are where they're vulnerable?
A lot of times we find out by doing what's called a vulnerability assessment. We go in to kind of put in, it's a solution where we put it across all of their networks. We put it checking their emails and just where the gaps are, finding out how they're accessing information on the internet and just determining where those disconnects are. Because oftentimes your everyday employees, they don't realize some of the things that they're doing or putting the company or the enterprise at risk in a major way.
So now, is there any low-hanging fruit you can share, maybe tips for people that are listening that can shore up something that maybe is an easy fix, or maybe something that might be able to protect them that they're just an obvious thing that they're not aware of?
Yes, definitely call me. That's the first thing I'd say.
After you call you.
But the other thing that I would say is get your people trained on matters of securing the organization across the board, and things that are that they may be doing that would compromise or put the organization or enterprise at risk when they're surfing the internet. Also with emails, how they're, you know, just opening any emails or links that are coming through on emails. They should be very careful about that. The other thing in terms of that training that I mentioned earlier, make that training a frequency thing, maybe quarterly.
Or it's not like a once and done, right?
No, it's never once and done, because the thing we have to remember is technology is changing and the hackers are even getting smarter and smarter every day. So we have to keep them current and up to date.
And that's something that people may not realize, that the people that the bad guys, this is what they do for a living.
It's like a job.
That's it.
It's not some 12-year-old that's in a basement eating Cheetos. Like, these are kind of, this is, they're going into office buildings and they're whiteboarding ways to get into your company.
That's exactly right.
Right?
That's exactly right.
It's not just
that's exactly
these,
right.
This kind of lone wolf
that's
hacker.
Their job. That's their job.
And then, so if you're not putting as much energy as they are, they're going to come and get you.
That's exactly right.
So now, what's your involvement with the GWBC? Why are you at this event today?
Well, this is actually my first POP marketplace event, and I've been very excited. This year has been a tremendous year for my company, having this certification. It has enabled me to access doors that I otherwise would not have been
like
able to.
Like this radio show.
Who could
that's
have ever
exactly
imagined.
Right. And they have the opportunity to talk about my business and how we're helping our companies and customers. You know, the other thing, I can't speak enough about the relationships. I've had the opportunity, probably 2 or 3 months in, I was approached by one of our Greater Women's Business Council Weebies, who invited me to become a tier 2 company with her in serving a global customer.
So they just explain the terms, like what does that mean?
So becoming a tier contractor means you have the ability to go in and service companies that may have needs, whether it be in my area is technology.
Sure.
And how it happened, we were two companies with shared synergies that allowed us to come together and be a full service provider for this global customer.
Because you were two maybe smaller complementary service
that's
providers.
That's exactly right.
That can come in, join at the hip a little bit, and then go and serve these people instead of one kind of mega company.
And even on a broader scale, this company is global. They have also opened doors for us to service their own customers on a global basis.
There was a lot of high-fiving in your office
that's
when that
exactly
happened, right?
Very excited.
And that those can be game-changing opportunities, right?
That's exactly right.
That would be difficult for you to have gotten if you weren't affiliated with this group.
That's exactly right. And I want to share another example for you. I got a phone call out of the blue one day from a company, another global company, who said, we want to do business with you. And I'm like, well, how did you hear about us?
Right.
And they said, we found you in the directory, in the Greater Women's Business Council directory. And so, I mean, it's been some really exciting things happening as a result of becoming certified.
And then, so for the women business out there that aren't certified, what would you recommend them doing?
Get certified.
Is this something that you were like, wow, I wish I would have done this 5 years ago, you know, like earlier?
Well, you know,
or maybe you weren't ready then.
This is what I would say. If you are certainly starting out in business, or you feel like your business is not at a place that you'd want it to be, this certification can be a game changer for you. That's what I found out for my business. I've been in business 16 years and I recertified last year. And as a result of that, I made the commitment that I was really going to put in the work to help have this certification really help my business. And that's what has happened. And I've had such tremendous opportunities and success just within the year.
Well, you know, when energy begets energy, right? The more energy you put towards something.
That's exactly right.
The outcome kind of follows a lot of times. So now if somebody wanted to learn more about your firm, is there a website?
Yes. You can find us at www.trinitystrategicconsulting.com. And you can also find us on most of the social media outlets, LinkedIn, Facebook, Snapchat, as well as Instagram. And that is hashtag TSC Infotech. And please go out there, friend us, follow us, or link in with us.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thank you, guys. It's been great.
All right, we'll be back in a few with GWBC Radio.